North Dakota's Industrial Commission has approved $10 million to fund two legislatively directed research projects that could lead to more value-added energy development in North Dakota. The Energy and Environmental Research Center will conduct that research.
And it's really fortuitous as the nation looks at decarbonizing.
EERC Director Charles Gorecki says creating a hydrogen economy is key to that.
Creating a roadmap for North Dakota for hydrogen and a hydrogen economy is going to be incredibly important so that we can make, as the state, can make strategic investments and help others in industry make those strategic investments.
One study will look at the feasibility of creating salt caverns for hydrocarbon storage. Gorecki says that's going to be important for attracting the petrochemical industry, as well as for storing hydrogen and other liquid fuels.
North Dakota doesn't have those at this point. We have salts that could be potentially very useful for that, and we're going to take a look at those by drilling into them, collecting the core, which we don't have at this point.
The study will cost $9.5 million. The other study looks at hydrogen energy development in North Dakota. Two companies recently announced a plan to produce so-called blue hydrogen at the Great Plains Synfuels plant. Gorecki says that plant is already a hydrogen plant.
Blue hydrogen is where we create it, usually using a fossil fuel source, and then capture the carbon dioxide and store it in the ground. States like North Dakota, we can do that. Minnesota, Iowa, places like that cannot because they don't have suitable geology.
The state's Oil and Gas Research Council still has to complete a technical review before those studies can move forward. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.